Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Stoic Confidence, your daily dose of inspiration and real talk. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home, cultivating self-compassion in our crazy, hectic lives. Ever find yourself beating yourself up over a little mistake? You know that feeling when you trip on a flat surface and think, seriously, Avery? You call yourself graceful? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that self-compassion isn't just a fluffy buzzword, it's a superpower that can unlock inner peace and resilience? Self-compassion is about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and care that we would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. It's about recognizing that we are human, messy, imperfect, capable of both incredible feats and hilarious blunders. And you know what? That's perfectly okay. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to cultivate more self-compassion in your daily life. 1. Recognize your inner critic. First things first, we gotta get acquainted with that pesky inner critic. It's the voice that whispers doubts, magnifies flaws, and loves to throw shade when you stumble. But remember, it's just a voice, not the absolute truth. Learning to identify those critical thoughts is the first step towards silencing them. 2. Treat yourself like a best friend. Imagine your best friend messed up. Would you berate them? No way. You'd probably offer a comforting hug, a listening ear, and some encouraging words. Treat yourself with that same level of warmth and understanding. When you make a mistake, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Be your own cheerleader. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever get caught up in a whirlwind of thoughts? Mindfulness is like pressing the pause button on your mental chatter. Take a few moments each day to simply breathe, observe your surroundings, and notice the sensations in your body. This helps you connect with yourself and cultivate a sense of present moment awareness, a crucial ingredient for self-compassion. 4. Challenge negative thoughts. Don't just accept those negative thoughts as facts. Ask yourself, is this thought truly helpful? Is it based on evidence, or is it just fear talking? Challenge those distorted beliefs and replace them with more realistic and compassionate ones. 5. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Let's be real, life is a marathon, not a sprint. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and forget to celebrate the small victories along the way. Take a moment to acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may seem. You deserve it. Think about that time you totally nailed a presentation at work, or maybe you finally finished that book you've been putting off for ages. Those are wins worth celebrating. And remember, every step forward is a victory worth recognizing. Here's a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine you're trying to learn a new skill, like playing the guitar. You're practicing diligently, but progress seems slow. You might start feeling discouraged and frustrated. Those negative thoughts creep in, whispering doubts about your ability to ever master it. But here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of berating yourself for not being a virtuoso yet, acknowledge the effort you're putting in. Recognize that learning anything new takes time and patience. Celebrate the small victories, those first chords you managed to play, or that little melody that sounds kinda cool. Remember, it's about the journey, not just the destination. So, what are your key takeaways from today's episode? First, self-compassion isn't about being a pushover. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding during those inevitable stumbles. It's about recognizing that you are worthy of love and acceptance, flaws and all. Remember to be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep moving forward. Now go out there and rock your day. Share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-compassion. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing from you. We'll see you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Confidence. Stay strong, stay kind, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.